A few miles east of Oakland High is Unity High School. It's a charter school so small that it rents its campus from the neighboring Lutheran church. Oakland Unified has 33 charter schools, which have more flexibility than traditional schools to experiment with new teaching techniques. At Unity, that means taking math homework to YouTube.
Let's say we have two lines over here. Let's call this line right over here line AB. So A and B both sit on this line. And let's say we have this
This
other
is
line
one in
here.
A series we'll of online and video exercises that promise to provide a free world-class education to anyone, anywhere. It's called Khan Academy, and it was created by educator Salman Khan. While video lectures are a big part of what the Academy offers, Unity High focuses on the interactive lessons. They encourage independent learning. Reporter Stephanie Shara takes us into Unity's classrooms to see how students respond to an automated teacher.
No, 144 plus 120 equals 264.
At Unity Charter High School, all in-class and homework happens on a tablet or at a desktop. Here in ninth grade algebra, students are armed with not only pencils, paper, and calculators, but school-provided tablets that stream Khan Academy, a free online academic program that Unity staff see as a different approach to getting homework done.
-6. Finally. Okay.
We also recognize that even with our increased emphasis on homework, we still are not getting that much homework done. Even when it's handed in, it wasn't always done.
That's Peter McIntosh, a math teacher at Unity. He's a user and advocate of Khan because he believes it changes how students do math. In the past, for instance,
they copied it. Someone did it for them. Or basically, they basically handed in a sheet of paper with some stuff on it. When you really looked at it, it was more of an attempt just to hand in a piece of paper, and assuming they'd get some partial credit. But the point still being, they weren't doing enough work to really absorb the material, regardless of how well we presented the material.
And McIntosh says Unity did present the information in a variety of ways, but students weren't using it to do homework. McIntosh suspects that most students looked at the problems in the textbook, perhaps attempted them for a minute or two, and gave up when they didn't understand them quickly. Those who still wanted a grade on the assignment would write as much as they could to give the illusion that work was put in, thinking it was better to get some points rather than no points.
In the book, the homework is easy to sort of fake it and get some partial credit. You can't fake it on Khan.
I thought the plan of this
Khan
is to pass it.
No, it's to learn.
I asked McIntosh if his class still uses textbooks. He says in that respect, nothing has actually changed.
The students never used them before, they don't know.
Now, the important thing to realize is just what we've deduced here. The vertical angles are equal, and the corresponding angles at the same points of intersection are also equal.
Khan is interactive, almost like a video game. After students log in, they can choose a skill that they would like to work on, angles in this class's case. A non-threatening cream screen appears within the browser with instructions written at the top. Things like find the value of angle C with a figure drawn below.
Lowercase c, so lowercase c for the angle.
Most of McIntosh's class uses paper and pencil to solve the problem off the tablet screen, but Khan does allow you to pull up a scratch pad to write in different colors right beneath the instructions. According to McIntosh, Khan one-ups the textbook in its ability to provide quick help for each problem.
So a kid is working on a problem involving parallel lines and alternate interior angles, a little bit confused.
And so we say that alternate interior angles are equivalent. So you see that there are kind of...
They can push a button, get a video, watch the first 20 seconds of it. Oh, that's it. That's enough. I get it. Stop it. And, I mean, that transaction is so fast, so direct, so efficient.
Khan both helps and encourages students. Click the orange button for a hint or watch an explanation by clicking the video icon. Earn one leaf for completing the problem, a second for completing it without using all the hints, and a third for completing it on the first try with no hints. Once students know the answer, they type it into a box and click the green button. The green button will vibrate and read "try again" if a student answers incorrectly. When a student does get the right answer, a smiley face appears and the student can move on to the next question. It may seem like Khan eliminates the need for teachers because students can sit in front of the screen and figure it out for themselves. But McIntosh is quick to defend this new teaching process. Khan, he explains, takes the guesswork out of the equation by giving him the tools to track his students' progress. So when one student is struggling, he can see how and where and help. Now, when he does a problem on the board, it's a concept everyone is struggling with.
I spend much less time grading papers, much less time preparing exercises, much more time looking at data and thinking, okay, what do they not get? Why don't they get it? What's the part they're not getting?
As McIntosh provides his class with extra examples and individual attention, Khan teaches struggling students through repetition.
Like, if you do a problem and you get one wrong, it makes you do a whole stack more, but that makes sure that you know what you're doing.
Ninth grader Diego Rosas is talking about a set of 8 homework problems called a stack. Because students have to do an additional 8 problems every time they answer one question wrong, many worry that Khan forces students to do too much work. Diego predicts he does about 5 extra hours of work each week on Khan. But other students, like Marcela Rosaga, complain they put in much more time.
When I miss like 2 problems, it takes me like 30 more tries to get the whole stack finished. On one stack I finished recently, I spent 7 hours and 47 minutes trying to finish it.
Principal Samuel Brewer acknowledges the worry, but sees the stacks as a way for students to take ownership of their math progress.
You know, one sort of critic of what we were doing is saying, well, you just showed me a screen that showed a student had done this problem 77 times. You know, that's drill and kill. That's not learning. But the student, we were pretty excited because the student had attempted this problem 77 times. We weren't seeing that kind of effort at all before. The student did not give up. They took a couple hints. They got it wrong a few times. It's part of the learning process. They've now mastered that material and they're ready for higher level stuff.
The evidence of Principal Brewer's theory is in the numbers. Since the school started using Khan last summer, Unity has increased its 9th grade math scores from 76 to 94% on the California standardized test. That's a 38% increase, which Principal Brewer attributes to what Unity likes to call the Khan effect.
2 or 3 years ago, we had a huge majority of our students in those lowest performance bands. Now we have almost none. So we think that Khan is a big part of that answer.
By continuing to use Khan Academy in their math classes, Unity Charter High School hopes to give students a new sense of responsibility and control of their academic success.
That's really, I think, the secret, is getting the kid to develop real confidence in their ability, and then just to kind of get them over the hump that it's okay to struggle with this stuff. We're going to make you struggle, but feeling almost emotionally okay with this is really uncertain and I'm not sure I can do this, but staying in it and getting it done. That's what we're seeing kids do, and I think that's the most exciting part, is the perseverance to seeing that develop.
At Unity Charter High School in Oakland, I'm Stephanie Shera for Cross Currents.